Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Happy, happy hour. It's my legal lady, Cynthia Oxney.
Yeah!
What? All my legal ladies. All my legal... Hi, Cynthia Oxney.
Hi.
This is so exciting.
It's so great. And we have a dog in the house.
I know. We've already read that you are a dog lover and a Pilates instructor.
I am.
So...
I just instruct people who amuse me, though. If you don't amuse me, no class for you. You want to pay me? I'll take a bottle of wine. It's like a friend thing. But I'm just obsessed about learning about it. You
know? Yeah.
It's so great. It's a great way to age.
I love you, and you know that in kind of a creepy way.
Yeah.
You've known me for a long time.
Yeah.
Your eyes are startlingly blue. I was wondering if that was only on TV.
Oh, Stephanie.
I know she's married and has four kids. We've already talked.
And straight.
I can, whatever, my type. Yeah, no, but you are. You're brilliant. You're beautiful. I have loved you since the 90s. You used to come on equal time with Baby Cannon. I was like, oh, please. See, she was like my binky. I'm like, when's Cynthia coming on?
Counteract Bay.
Baby kind of was not warm to
me.
Anyway, but so isn't it amazing too that like you guys are the rock stars of this whole era because we are just, I don't even know what to say today as we tape this. They are just completely lawless. They are defying,
And what we have to hope is when all the norms are busted, right now, then the question will be with the next administration in 2020, whoever that is.
Yeah.
Does that mean they're busted forever, or does that mean we go the other way? Like FDR busted the two-term thing, so we had a constitutional amendment because people thought, you know, that norm is important, even though everybody loved FDR.
Right.
So that's what we have to hope for happens with the norms. We get back to norms. No. We're going to have to legislate some of those
norms. Yeah, we're a nation
norms.
Of laws.
Yeah.
And pendulums always swing. I have to grab onto that hope, you know, that the pendulum will swing back to the right side.
Right, and we're going to have to do things. Like, we're going to have to find a way so that when Congress issues a subpoena, it doesn't take, you know, 742 years to get it enforced.
Yeah.
We're going to have a fast-track system, if facts are blah, 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 blah. We're going to have to legislate some of these norms.
But stuff that you wouldn't think you'd have to say, like, hey, you know what, you can't take information from a hostile foreign government.
Right. You can't be on the ballot for presidency unless your tax returns have been released.
Yeah.
We're going to have to do that.
I'm usually happy clapping. I'm in a little darker mood. I feel like the pendulum has swung and it has broken off and it has spun off into the universe.
Darkness is not good. Darkness is not good.
Never to be seen again.
No, the Night King is dead. Darkness is not good.
But this must, for someone of your, by the way. Wow, that's really loud.
Wow.
My box is loud. You are really fancy. Like, I knew you were fancy. Cynthia Oxney is a career federal prosecutor, an expert on criminal law, grand jury, and police investigations, and confrontational interviewing techniques. That's me. I didn't even go to school for that. But yeah, I didn't realize you've worked, I mean, in the Justice Department, but Eric Holder with Bob Mueller. Mm-hmm. What's your take on Bob Mueller?
We did a case together. You know, a lot of people who are on the air actually have known him a lot longer than I have, but I did a case with him, and he's very much a Marine. He's a by the book, just the facts, color inside the lines.
I hope they fucked with the wrong Marine. Can
ethical.
I just say that?
Yeah, be super ethical.
Yeah.
you know, I mean, he's like charging up hills in Vietnam. He's not a fearful guy. I don't mean like color inside the lines like he's fearful.
Yeah.
Have you heard the Bite Belt story?
Pardon?
The Bite Belt story?
No.
He had knee surgery after 9/11 and refused to be put under, and they gave him a bite belt to clamp down on during the surgery so he could be awake in case something bad happened. That's a true story.
He's a freak.
Get on a belt.
Yeah. Okay.
Not me. I would have a yeah, different approach.
Oh, yeah. Put me under.
I'd like to say right now, I'd have a different approach.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm under, can I please do something about my neck wrinkles? If you're going to do the knee, can we talk neck wrinkles? Maybe a little lipo.
And I have horrible insomnia. And I'm like, look, isn't that Michael Jackson doctor out of prison yet? And he knows the right dose now, doesn't he, of propofol? Too dark? Okay.
Yes.
CBD oil comes with...
That's right.
Melatonin.
That's what right. That's what I'm trying to get her.
That's all bullshit. Doesn't work. Any of that stuff. Know. I need propofol. Just because I've tried it all.
Oh.
All right. So.
Tell us more.
All right.
Here at Happy Hour. Allow me to interview you for a moment.
You're a dog lover, but you called your sister's dogs little shit-ass dogs.
Oh, don't say that.
Oh.
He's getting me in trouble with my sister.
No, just in a
one of them wears a little coat.
Yeah. Oh, that's adorable.
Oh, they're little yappy things like Fox and Friends.
They are. Yeah. Yes, they are.
Just an annoying yappy. Okay. All right. So, but help, mommy. It's just so, as we're taping this, they've just, and we knew this was going to happen, right? They're saying, no, McGahn can't.
Right.
They're asserting executive privilege.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Right. Obviously, Mnuchin has, and Mueller with the unredacted, or excuse me, Barr with the unredacted Mueller report. So, help. What do we do?
Unfortunately, the problem is, this is really, at this point, it's a 2020 problem. I mean, they're going to be able to stall. Let's just face it. Mm-hmm. They have won this battle. I'm sorry. I hate to be the bearer of bad news on your happy hour when you're already in a dark mood. But they are going to be able to stall. And McGahn can use this as a shield and say, you guys figure it out. And Barr can stall. And the House can file in the D.C. Circuit. But it takes a long time to go through the D.C. Circuit and go up the appeals process and go to the Supreme Court. And we're going to have to win the election. That's what has to happen.
Okay. I don't know if I'm getting the right answer to this question, or maybe just not the one I want.
Are you just going
to
keep asking the question
get the right answer?
You're not going to get the right answer.
Yes, I am.
Oh, everything will be perfect tomorrow.
Oh, thanks, Cynthia.
Is this aggressive interrogation
technique? I can't believe this is the only happy hour I'm not drinking because we're taping it in the morning with this bullshit. Okay. I feel like I don't care what we call them, but does it make a difference if we call it impeachment in terms of legally what we're entitled to and how quickly we're entitled to it? I can't understand how, if this is not impeachable, what is? And I feel like we need to make the case to the American people. That needs to be part of the 2020 campaign, because what did we, Chris, you saw a thing today. First of all, only 3% of Americans have read the Mueller report.
Right.
50% of Fox viewers think he is not telling the truth.
Right.
The president. And
which is remarkable.
And a huge percentage of Republicans think Obama was born in Kenya. I mean,
still.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
I don't get your point. But here's my point, Cynthia.
The point is people are not very well informed.
Okay.
Right.
That's my point.
And I would pretty
You haven't even been drinking and you missed that is the point?
And I would pretty much expect 3% of Americans to have read the Mueller report and no more than that.
Yeah.
Americans are busy.
Well,
they're busy.
Cynthia, what do you make of this? By the way, are you on this letter? It's like, what are we up to? 500?
Yeah.
Former prosecutors.
Right. It's just a question of finding more email addresses and there'll be more.
Yeah.
Right.
But I mean, saying that which I'm not a lawyer, and I read this Mueller report, and I'm like, what? How?
Just remember the Clinton time. Clinton got stronger through impeachment.
Yes, that was a blowjob.
Pelosi doesn't want to make him stronger.
I don't think it will make him stronger.
She does. That's the difference between you and Pelosi, and she's in charge.
Well, there's
and
a
you're
lot
not.
Of difference between and me and Pelosi.
I mean, that's
above your pay
does.
Grade.
Yeah, she has a lot more experience in the House than you do.
I get that, but okay. Here's my
That's point. Why. But if they just do the investigation, and maybe they bring Americans along, maybe Mueller testifies. But the problem is, if we can't get McGahn,
right?
If you can't get the witnesses, that's a problem. But we have to start with Mueller and see where we go. Fight the McGahn battle.
What does calling it impeachment get us legally?
It makes a difference in terms of the 6E material. There's a recent
grand jury.
Yeah, right. The grand jury material. There's a recent D.C. case.
Yeah. You're in somebody's basement that tells fart jokes, so you're going to have to explain a little.
Sorry. There's a recent D.C. circuit case, McKeever v. Barr, that intimates that we it's more likely to open up grand jury material of the public interest if there's an impeachment inquiry. It's not totally clear. There's a footnote, to be all lawyerly on you. There's a footnote that basically said Congress should get 6E material. But there's obviously an issue in the D.C. Circuit to get that material. So and if you call it impeachment as opposed to investigation, you're more likely to get the information.
Yes, so
but
let's
it's not
do,
guaranteed.
That's not, nothing is guaranteed.
Right.
Let's do all of the above. That's what I'm saying. All of the above. I think Elizabeth Warren is dead on. They can talk about their, you know, great student debt and, you know, jobs plans and whatever. And we make the case to the American people, for which I think should certainly be part of 2020. I mean, I feel like Pelosi moved. She said impeachment is never off the table. I think that, you know, and Adam Schiff last week, right, said, I'm not there yet on impeachment, but he might get me there.
Right. And I think like, Barr's misleading and lies in the Congress made them all so mad. You never know what they're going to do. And right. I think you're right. Yeah. But, I mean, she's making a political calculation.
Yeah. But I think it's going to be like Nixon, but even worse in terms of the numbers. And then who knows what happens? Who knows if the Republicans, like my dad's running mate, say it's time for you to step down because you're going to take us all down in 2020.
Here's the problem.
If the numbers flip.
Here's the problem to looking at the Nixon analogy. At the Nixon time, we all sort of worked with the same set of facts.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And we don't anymore.
No Fox News. And we didn't have one whole party that was complicit. We had Barry Goldwaters.
Right. We don't have that.
I know.
And there's...
what we have
problem.
Is the House. And
And we don't want to lose it because we overstep and overpush impeachment before the country's ready. It's all we have.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's maybe what the plan is. And they'll go, look, we have no choice. We don't want to, but you have forced us. At the end of the day, we're either a nation of laws or we're not.
No,
right?
I get it.
We're
in a terrible position.
Create a precedent where we go, well, okay, you know,
obviously, we're in this terrible position because if we do nothing, we say this is acceptable behavior. And if we do something, maybe we leave the House and we're screwed.
Right.
Right. So we're in this box. And all I think Pelosi is saying is, let's just walk this road a little bit and see where it takes us and try to get out of the box.
Yeah.
And I just have to respect that approach because I don't see another approach.
Yeah. No, I just finally tweeted. I mean, I have the utmost respect for her, you know.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's the thing. I don't want to do Rush's work by Democrat bashing and Pelosi bashing. And that's
right.
But I do think people are just genuinely, and I feel like, look at the series of events legally just in the last few days.
It's mind-blowing.
You're just mind-blowing. Like,
any one of them would have, you know, if Obama did, would have.
Yeah, oh, that's your head. It'll just explode. If Hillary had, they would have, okay.
What could get us to a Goldwater moment, you know, where you know, someone in the Republican Party says, okay, you need to resign or you're going to be impeached?
They're cowards. If the numbers flip to the degree.
It's all about numbers. Yeah. I think you're right. It's sad. I was hoping it would be a factual point, but it's not. It's a legal, a political point.
Let's talk about you. Oh, God. I was reading through your very, very impressive resume. By the way, what are confrontational interviewing techniques as a lawyer? What does that mean?
Those are the interviews that you do with somebody who's just committed a murder or a police officer who's just beaten somebody or a Klan member, and there's one kind of interview that's like, oh, what happened, you know, when you were on the corner of 7th and Vine, and then there's the, okay, we know you committed this murder, and you're trying to flip them.
You have four kids. I picture you're like Kamala Harris when they came in the middle of the night.
I will say, think having four teenagers is a great training for lawyering. If only I had first been the mom and then the prosecutor, but I didn't have the patience as a young woman. But anyway, 14 age
does Kamala
girls
Harris
at the same
have kids?
Time.
I just picture, right?
No.
Where have you been till 3 a.m.? Yes or no, sir? Yes or no? Where were you?
Were you out drinking?
That's snitty.
Were you drinking? Yes or no, sir?
Snitty.
Yeah. Snitty.
Yeah.
What are all the source that she'd go through for drinking? Were you drinking? Were you having a beverage?
Yes or no, sir?
Were you having some syrup?
Yes or no.
Was it beer? Was it wine? Boone Strawberry Hill?
That's my Kamala Harris. That's my Kamala Harris squint. Yes or no? Okay. I just look like I lost my glasses. I'm not terrifying at all, but okay. All right. So here, back to you. Married to Steve McMahon, Democratic strategist, four daughters. Wow, wow, wow. All in college?
All in college.
All in college. Wow. Dog lover, certified Pilates teacher, longtime season ticket holder for Washington Capitals. Aww. Hockey fan.
Very sad year.
Oh, well, I don't know. I grew up with the French Connection, just so you know, the Buffalo Sabres.
Oh, yeah.
You know. Gilbert Perreault, Don Martin, René Robert. Okay. And this morning I made a reference. I said, hey, nice save, Chevrier. Remember, because he was the goalie on the Chicago.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Blackhawks.
All right. I'm just talking hockey to you. I'm trying to connect, man.
I'm very sad.
This is back in the ancient days when you
were talking.
We didn't have a good season?
We had an okay season, but last year we won the Stanley Cup.
Oh.
And then we lost our coach.
Oh.
It's all very sad. And now we have this coach who seems like a nice fellow, but he's also kind of a thumb.
A thumb?
That's what my kids call somebody who's just kind of hanging out. Just a thumb.
That's awesome.
Doesn't Honey Boo Boo's mom look like a thumb?
Yes.
Yeah.
William Barr's kind of a thumb.
He's a little more aggressive. God. He might be a middle finger. Anyway, yeah. So I haven't gotten over it.
This is why you're here, because you're picking the one daughter up from USC, my alma mater.
And then tomorrow I go to Wake Forest and pick up another daughter.
So my brother went to school. Yeah. 1 degree of Cynthia Oxley separation.
Right.
I was telling you I was at USC for the first time in quite some time. And I am 1,000 now.
I know. I feel
like,
the same way.
I graduated in 83. Do you know where the Stopgap Theater is?
Yeah.
I played Grandma in Edward Albee's American Dream there. Do you know where that is?
And then I found out that it was demolished in 1990.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's when I realized that their parents would be too young to know what happened to those theaters.
Yes.
Okay. I only recognize Tommy Trojan and Doheny Library. That's it. Otherwise, it's Wakanda. It's all made of vibranium. I don't know. My dorm's gone. Is there a college uni dorm?
I don't know.
No, it's gone.
I don't know. I went to UCLA. I don't know.
Oh, so that must have been still a little tension with your Trojan
tension,
daughter?
A little tension. She's always like, coming out for the game. I'm like, nope, not sitting in your section.
Oh.
Well, no can do.
Tensions.
No can do.
Yeah.
Can do.
Well, let me say on behalf of your daughter, fight on for old SC. Our men fight on for victory.
Try,
so fuck you, UCLA.
Let's try to remember who won last game.
Oh!
We're going there. All right.
Like you knew.
Oh, confrontational interviewing technique. Sure. Okay. I still don't know what that means. This thing with your fingers for USC. I still don't know what that means.
Maybe it meant something
like
in the 70s.
Finger fucking other teams? What does it mean?
It meant something in the 70s, probably not today.
Do they even do that anymore?
No.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Oh, do they?
Oh, do they?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what it means.
Yeah.
I remember I was telling my old USC stories that, did they still do the horse?
I don't know.
Where they go, the horse.
I don't know.
Wow, you have a lot of hostility about, conflict about USC.
It's not conflict. It's just ingrained. It's in my blood.
Oh, anyway, the first time we yelled the horse, and, he came. Tommy Trojans comes riding out of the tunnel and he wiped out. He and the horse both wiped out. He fell off. And I'm like, does that happen every time? No. Apparently not.
Well, it did apparently when they played UCLA this year.
There we go. Hit some kind of buzzer for that.
Okay, one last one. So do you remember Tusk, the song with the USC marching band?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The Fleetwood Mac song?
Yeah.
Yeah, it only had it just dun-dun-dun, Tusk. That was the only... Anyway, but so what's her name? Stevie Nicks came for our halftime to sing with the USC band.
You guys are so rich.
Yeah, and she was
anyway,
children. she was plastered out of her mind, and so like I'm binoculars, and I'm like, what? So she's just like stumbling around with a baton, like she wasn't really even singing. You could tell she was about to pass out, and somebody, a friend of mine from my dorm, somehow was on the field with her. I was like, what is Grace Bruns doing with Stevie Nicks on the 50-yard line? And somehow she just like grabbed her. She ran into her, and like Stevie Nicks was so plastered, she just grabbed my friend from my dorm and just pulled her down on the field. And, that's it. It's in my USC. All right, fine. Dun dun dun. Tusk. Okay. All right, I could tell. I'm just now. I'm not. It's trying to piss her off. I'm just trying to.
Bink.
Confrontational interviewing.
Oh. Bink.
Okay. All right, Cynthia. I don't know what. Okay. I think we all agree. You know what I mean? That's the thing.
That's the problem.
We all agree that this is completely... There's not even a word for it. Is it unprecedented? It's just completely...
We've run out of adjectives.
Yeah. What? Okay. So when you read the Mueller report, because I'm just,
It's dense. You have to read it more than
once.
Well,
so am I, but I mean... But what? I'm not a lawyer, and I'm just like...
It's dense, but it does read like a novel.
Yeah.
Right. It's kind of surprising, actually. But to kind of think about it page after page and being sure you're checking those footnotes.
Right.
There's all kinds of information everywhere. Yeah.
Someone said it is like that. It's like Fire and Fury or the Woodward book, but better.
Right.
I mean, and that's why I think we have to, America needs a TV show. We got to put it on TV because people really should read it, because you're right. It's
or maybe listen to it on audiobook, because it's available in audio form.
Yeah. I think that'd be even more confusing.
Really?
Like listening to someone read it without having the reference to the footnotes and whatnot. Okay.
Yeah, I tried to read it online the first day it came out.
Yeah.
And it was too hard to read. I had to print it out, and then I had to go to Happy Little Staples and have it bound.
Yeah.
Because
you've got
to
flip back and forth.
You have to flip back and forth.
Yeah. Isn't it the number one book?
It was the number one book on the New York Times bestseller list last week.
So that's why I'm confused with the numbers of how many people read it. I mean, I don't know.
It doesn't take a lot to be number one.
Oh. Because we don't read.
Nobody reads.
Because we're dumb.
Right.
Okay. Okay. But when you, first of all, what is with this fucking rule about that you can't indict a sitting president? Why? It's just a rule. It's like, you know, don't.
It's a rule.
Clean
it's
up
not surprising.
I'm not your mother. Like in your company.
Not surprising.
Kitchen.
The during the Nixon years.
Yeah.
Nixon had the attorney general write something about whether or not he could be indicted, and he decided he couldn't. Agnew could be, but Nixon couldn't. That's where it all started. This OLC rule all started.
Okay, so it was a directive by Nixon.
To find out. Yeah, that's how it started. It's been revised. But that's where it started. I mean, so it's that's back to where we began the conversation. It may be that what we have to do is flesh out, not through a couple of mid-level Justice Department employees about what the rule ought to be, but we ought to have, you know, a real conscious decision-making process about what is the rule. How are we going to handle that? Because there is an important point. If you indict the president while he's in office, it's very hard to run the country.
Right.
And that's under.
But shouldn't you be able to indict but not prosecute till he's out of office, so that the statute doesn't run?
Well, the statute should be told. The statute of limitations should be told while you're in office, but that's a legal argument, not anything that's written down. So maybe that's the other answer is, if while you're in office, all statute of limitations are told. Maybe that ought to be a law instead of something that we're going to have to argue about later with Trump.
Okay. Donald Trump shoots Jim Acosta on Fifth Avenue to death. What happens? I'm just asking. So what this means, a president can do anything and not be indicted.
Right. Okay. I mean, right now, that's what it means.
All right, we're fucked.
Wow. That does not seem right.
It does not seem right.
No.
But that is what the policy of the Department of Justice is right now. He cannot be indicted.
That's insane. Okay. Well, all right. Are you confident we're going to have a free and fair election in 2020?
I have to say, the section of the Mueller report that I'm reading most carefully is the sections where they're talking about how the Russians actually got into county voting machines. That's what I'm most afraid about in Florida and in Illinois.
Yeah.
And our voting machines are so antiquated. And as far as I can tell, we're not doing very much about it. Yeah. That, to me, is what is most worrisome. And people say, if we have paper ballots, that's a good backup. I don't know if that's true. If you put the information in the machine and it pushes out a paper ballot in the back, if the machine is corrupt, why isn't the paper ballot corrupt?
Right.
So... that's to me is the most worrisome.
Well, Kristi Nielsen wanted to do something about it, but Trump told her not to.
Or so she says.
Well, that's what she says.
Yes. Yeah. So she's not, or it's just not image rehab.
Doesn't exactly have a commitment to the truth. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, exactly. She does have a commitment to getting those puppies to finish making that coat.
Yeah.
What? You can't find it? Okay. What was I going to say? Okay. All right. Let's talk about you again. Where did you grow up? What you thinking about? No, where'd you grow up?
I grew up, dad was a professor, so we were a bit of a gypsies in the beginning. And then I went to junior high school and high school in La Jolla.
Oh, that's right.
Which is where I went to college
San Diego.
At.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah,
just across the street. I went to La Jolla High.
Oh, my God.
Vikings. And then I went to UCLA for 2 years.
Okay.
And then I went to work for Teddy Kennedy. So now you know how old I am.
Wow.
When he ran in 79, and then I finished at GW, and then I came home and went to law school at USD.
University. Oh, wow. Okay. And where did you meet my nemesis, Steve McMahon?
I met Steve McMahon when I was an assistant attorney general in Texas, working for Mad Dog Maddox.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. And we've been married 26 years.
Wow. Congratulations. No, I'm happy. For her. And so you have a daughter at Yale, daughter at USC, daughter at
Wake.
Wake.
and a daughter to Elon.
Okay. Wow. Oh my God. So all college age. Wow.
Yeah.
It's a good thing you banked those big bucks, man.
It is daunting.
Right.
It's daunting. But we tell them they get a college education and a smile, and that's it.
Yeah. What'd you think of the whole college scandal? Didn't that had to piss you off, right?
Well, it's, you know what's amazing about it is it wasn't enough to cheat to get your kid into college. Right. You had to set up a system so that you could deduct it, too.
Right.
Right.
That to me was the shocking. I mean, right. People have been cheating to get into college for a long time. You know, thank donating. God
I made a lot of money on the crew team.
Donating for a library or whatever.
Yeah.
But having to set it up as a 501c3, that's just really over the line.
Yeah. 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 No, because we were, you know, I mean, my parents would never even have thought of something like that, you know? I mean, just that level of, just because you're like, there are kids that didn't get in because of that, right?
Right. But when we were kids, you got in. I mean, I wanted to go to UCLA, so I filled out the application. I went to UCLA. I mean, it's just a dramatically different world than when we went.
Yeah.
I paid my $50.
Yeah. I got into USC. My parents couldn't afford it, so I went to Arizona State University. Got a fine education there, but I would have loved to have gone to USC.
I got into Stanford, but my dad thought it was too expensive, so I had to go to USC. I don't know what my dad was thinking, because I don't... Joke ended up being on him. Anyway... So, all right, happily married, 26 years, brilliant daughters like you. You're obviously genetically superior, as is Steve McMahon, I'm guessing. He's a Democratic strategist.
He is. He has, he worked longtime Kennedy guy, did Howard Dean's presidential, and now he has a company. He's a Democrat, obviously blue. He has a company with a red Republican called Purple Strategies. Red and blue make purple.
Very cool.
And they do crisis management, communication, blah, blah.
She's so sweet. She thought she had to explain to me that red and blue makes purple. Okay.
And I've seen him do punditry work on...
He does. He does. He's smart.
Yeah. Smart. Well, I would imagine. Yeah. Wait, did you... Because when I think behind the orange curtain, I think Republican. Did you have a Republican family or no?
No, I had had the only McGovern family in La Jolla.
I was going to say, La Jolla is a really conservative area.
Yeah. And we were the McGovern people in La Jolla. Somebody has to be...
I was going to say... there was somebody tweeted, and I can't remember, you know, all the details, but that's one thing. That's why I've been very careful about, not just that I personally really admire Nancy Pelosi, but just I don't want to play into the Russians game of us, you know, there's another Democrats in disarray story or Democrats divided. I mean, I think that it's so important. We're in such a critical time, but someone was talking about going back to 68. They're like, liberals do this to themselves all the time. It's not just now. It's like, you know, McGovern wasn't pure enough for, you know, the liberal. So we got, you know what I mean? Nixon, like on down to the Bushes, to Nixon, to, you know.
To Hillary.
To Trump, right.
To the Sanders people, like, yes. That's exactly
what
happens.
And that's why, I'm like, oh man, please, we can't afford purity tests this time,
no,
you know?
We can't. I'm going to crow about my parents for a minute because we grew up in we lived in Richmond before desegregation.
Virginia. Yeah.
And, When the schools were desegregated, I went with a couple of our other Presbyterian friends to the closest school to us, which was an all-black school. Mm-hmm. And, of course, there was white flight everywhere else. And my mom set up her own kindergarten. It was the first integrated kindergarten in the state of Virginia.
Wow.
To teach an integrated kindergarten. Radical. And then my parents left the local pool because they refused to allow blacks and set up an integrated pool that they do as a team. So I come from a long line of Democratic activists.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good for you.
Yeah. I'm very proud of them.
What did you always know you wanted to be a lawyer?
Yes.
Oh, you did, really?
Because, and this is what I tell my girls all the time, being a lawyer is freedom. It means you can always take care of your family.
Right.
It means you can always find some work, and it means you can be taken seriously. For a woman, it's a chit of freedom.
Yeah.
And I would like my girls, you know, to have that. I don't want them to have to ever depend on anybody for anything. I mean, my husband's great and I'm really lucky. But I depend on no one to take care of my children.
Yeah. Wow. What are they thinking about law?
Yeah.
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 Oh, well.
Yeah. I think my oldest is going to go work
on a
campaign.
That you influence them. You're like, you may want to be a lawyer though. As you clink your tea glass.
Your tea cup. I think our oldest is going to work a campaign. We'll see. She's working on that because she's about to graduate. And the other three, I think, will go to law school.
Yeah. What was Ted Kennedy like to work for?
I had a great experience. I lived in Iowa and worked the Iowa caucuses. I lived with what I later found out to be was my now husband's aunt and uncle. I didn't even know. Huh. I met 10 years later. I met Steve, but I live with his family in Iowa.
Oh, wow.
Very political people, very ideological people, very serious people, and fun people. A lot of ice cream, a lot of politics, a lot of ice cream.
Yeah.
And that was fun. You know, you'd learn early to knock on doors and meet people and talk to people. I loved it. I had a great time in the community.
Well, tell us your love story when you met your husband. What happened? Where'd you meet? Sparks? Flame?
We met at the end of the Maddox campaign. Maddox ran against Richards, and students of history will know that Mad Dog Maddox went slightly crazy.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And so at the demise party, the only people who showed up were me and Steve, because we were loyal.
Oh.
We've been married ever since.
Oh, just kind of a couple of political nerds, really.
Yeah.
Oh. And you kissed, your pocket protectors touched each other.
That was the end.
Yeah. Glasses fell off. Okay. By the way, your purse is the largest purse I've ever seen. Do you have like every legal brief from every case you've ever done in there?
No, I have the Mueller report.
Oh, okay. Oh, do you really? Do you carry it with you?
I do, because
Nerd.
I might need it.
Maybe called it to NBC.
I had the Mueller report, and I'm halfway done with Preet Bharara's book, which I had to put down because of the Mueller report.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I have that.
Do you know a gay you? Because you're kind of my deal.
Stephanie.
Super hot blonde, and she's a nerd. You're a nerd. You're a political nerd. All right. But packaged in a hot blonde. Okay, what's it like backstage at MSNBC and all the legal ladies in the green room? Do you guys all get along? Is there fighting? Tell us.
No fighting. I spent the winter in Naples, so I've been kind of isolated. I'm excited to get back to D.C., to the D.C. studio to get to hang with people.
Oh, okay. Because I just...
they're all really smart.
I know. I love all y'alls.
Yeah. They're all really smart, and everybody likes to talk about it. And we have some.
I cheat on you all the time with Jill Winebanks, Maya Wiley, right? Barbara McQuaid.
What about Mimi?
I know. We have to get Mimi Rock on. Can you hook us up?
Yeah. Okay. Hook you up. Fantastic. She's great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really smart.
See?
She
likes to share me. She's fine.
Yeah.
She's cool like that.
She was one of the big forces behind circulating that letter.
Oh, okay. Oh. And Joyce, is it Vance or White? Joyce White Vance.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They're everybody's fantastic.
Yeah.
And Ari Melber, I mean, what a timely hire at
MSNBC. I know. It's
MSNBC,
great, it's a great
right?
group.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of Ari Melber because I don't know anything about music.
You're afraid of hip-hop references?
Yeah, and he'll go, oh, what's your reference? I'll be like, I don't know.
Just say Ring the Bell, School's In, sucker.
I don't know. I'll be like something from like a James Taylor song.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's going to go over very well.
I love that you're scared of anything because you just seem fearless.
Well, you made a big hit on MSNBC. It was the Kavanaugh hearings where I first really noticed you like come out the gate there.
Well, I was very offended by him.
Yes.
Yeah. I love this. You just printed all these out. Now that's all old news, but I just love that you make every headline by somebody going, what? Emerson, legal analyst on Barr spying comments. He feels the need to curry favor with Trump. He's paid to say that about Alan Dershowitz. What is this?
What do you think of Alan Dershowitz?
Oh, MSNBC host stunned by former prosecutor's blistering assault on Rudy Giuliani. Pathetic excuse for a shill. See, because you just balls out, man. You just say it how it is.
Yeah,
I
mean, all of these legal minds have like turned into twisted into weird pretzel shapes, like Alan Dershowitz, and
he's always been that.
And
way.
Giuliani, why do you throw away your reputation for this piece of shit?
It's hard to get. What Barr is one of the great mysteries. Like Giuliani. I guess I'm over the Giuliani mystery. He's just a loser.
Yeah.
But why would Barr do it? And I don't get that yet. I don't see the motivation. It's for the unitary executive theory. I mean, what can drive you?
He did make Iran-Contra go away. So it's not like we didn't see this coming. And that legal memo, the audition memo, the 19-page thing.
I kind of didn't see it coming, I have to say. I thought, just because, and maybe I was blinded by my own situation, but he was the AG when I was first hired at Justice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, you know, it was an institutional place and that's the way it was run and blah, blah, blah. And I fell for it.
Yeah.
So I'm the dummy.
Yeah. Well.
Sorry.
I know, because we think that there must be some guardrails on our constitutional checks and balances.
And what we need to do is have a list. Okay, what guardrails are we going to legislate?
Yeah.
And the only way to do that is to win the presidency and win the Senate. I mean, mm-hmm. so there's a lot of work to be done.
Well, we got to turn out in such huge numbers because I know people are terrified about it being a fair election.
I think what we need to do is move a lot of people to Ohio.
At least the gerrymandering decision in Ohio, thank God, we still have some courts, you know, some checks and balances holding where they're like, no, this is cheating. This is another way Republicans cheat. Gerrymandering, voter suppression, Russia.
Voter suppression is the most offensive.
Yeah. Can I ask you another thing? Isn't it in the Mueller report they also hacked the RNC? What happened to that stuff? And is that part of why they're so complicit? That they're also...
I don't know. You know what's the great mystery that, for me, that I'm lacking is the information about what happened to Cambridge Analytica.
Yes.
Because
that, to me, is the big question that I don't know the answer to. Because they obviously got all this polling data, right?
Yeah.
And then the question is, they gave it to Kilimnik. And what did the Russians exactly do with that? That's not as clear to me. And what did Kushner do with data at Cambridge Analytica? And where did he expect that to go? And
what about WikiLeaks and Roger Stone? Like, when do you think?
Well, we're going to learn more about that in the trial this summer.
Yeah. And isn't it clear Don Jr. must be under one of those redactions?
Yes. I think the big redaction, was one of their big fights, is I think the president took the fifth.
You said that.
Yeah. Yes. I agree with that.
Get all our drama stings right. Never know what she's going to say.
Right.
Yeah, through a lawyer. Page 13. Do you want me to get it out and read it to you?
Nerd, no. I already read it.
I totally agree with you, though.
I just happened to have a copy.
From your giant law purse over there.
Yeah.
It's like a filing cabinet.
That's my rolling
shoulder strap. What else in the Mueller report? First of all, I'm curious. I mean, we've got to get you promised to go scale the walls of the Justice Department suction cups and get the full one.
Where are my suction cups? Big talker.
Amazon Prime has a delay. We thought it was Prime, but it's coming from China.
What do you think is going to happen with that? Getting the full unredacted Mueller report.
Eventually, we get it.
Yeah.
It all comes out eventually.
Yeah, that's what I think, right?
But
this is that thing I get wrong all the time about the arc of justice is long, but it bends toward justice.
There was a story I saw last night, and it, no one's really talked about it yet. BuzzFeed got a new version of the Mueller report that has more notes on the redactions because they're challenging it under a Freedom of Information Act. Do you know about that one yet?
No, but it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, no, that's why I have to believe that,
arc of justice bends towards something. Justice.
Right. Okay.
The arc of morality bends towards
great.
Okay.
Yeah. Or arc of history or something.
Something, yeah.
This has been fantastic. Is there anything else inappropriate and uncensored you'd like to say?
No, not at this time.
No, you're a very careful lawyer.
Snitty. Don't be snitty.
No.
For snitty women everywhere, we thank you for your work for America. Just go get that report now.
You need to get her suction cups.
Come with me.
And she has a German Shepherd, we learned. If you want to know what dog lover Cynthia is.
I have a great German Shepherd that I take to old folks' homes, and she.
She is
really. It's weird how dogs know, you know, who you need to be quiet with, and she just goes sits. And big dogs, you should get your dogs to this because big dogs are the best to take to these Alzheimer's facilities because people in wheelchairs can reach them.
They think they do use Pierce as.
I bet they do. Yeah, because they're so calm. Yeah.
Yeah, they're sheep guardians as well. So if you go in the yard, they'll herd you. Would you like that?
I would like that. Okay. I have no issue with that.
I know you have a. So look at she winked at me. She has a scampy side. That's Cynthia. We love you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Happy hour. She didn't swear once. Fuck. All right. We love you, Cynthia Oxney.
Thank you.
My legal lady.